Well, I don't even think you could say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was one of the words.
Oh, that's one of the words?
It's a fine one, but...
Oh, that's a brilliant line, too.
It is a good one, and a hot
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And a damn good idea.
You really can't say that?
Yeah.
Oh,
just,
all right.
Just with the people in the room here.
I was just saying, we could just do some wild things in the studio.
Of course we could.
Like, if we have a problem, I don't even know who we're supposed to... I don't know who we're supposed to call.
Each other.
See, we never, like...
Bounce it off each other.
In our careers, we never really acknowledged PDs.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of worked hand-in-hand with the general managers. We don't have one of those. So,
no.
So, I don't know. Do we go right to corporate? What do they know? What do they know?
How to tell people they no longer have jobs, so...
Good point,
good
point.
You got to be a little touchy with them.
Good point, good point. Yeah, but I think they're even nervous at this point.
Mm. Yeah, even like what... Do you think even the top guy, the head of the company... It's nervous because, like, the company itself is just a machine that could fire you.
Well, that's what happened to our boy.
Cyberdyne.
That's what happened to our boy that brought us in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was pretty much the top of the ladder, and he got the boot. So who are these nameless, faceless people that, like, fire the people that are at the top of the chain?
It's just the machine.
Isn't that scary?
It's the machine.
You would think you get so high up on the corporate pyramid that you're safe.
No.
But then there's somebody, like, higher than you. Some, like...
But the people that are higher than you aren't out of danger either, because they're higher up, but somewhere else.
But who are they?
Yeah.
Does it go all the way to the President of the United States?
Backroom people.
Scary. So, we survived this one. Some you survive and some you don't. Jimmy, you all right? What happened?
Yeah. What'd you do?
I just leaned my head back to stretch a little bit, and it hurt.
Were you performing a certain act that usually hurts a guy's neck for hours on end?
Is it the same act that would hurt his father's soul?
No. Dad would be proud. Okay. That one.
No.
But it usually leaves the back of your neck and your jaw hurting.
I did not. My girlfriend stayed over last night, and I was very in the mood, but nature called. And said, go sit on the ball for a little while.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, that'll ruin a romantic little moment, won't it?
Nothing wrecks a moment like...
No, it sucks. It's funny you say that because I think it was yesterday. I took a shower and all that. But before I did my thing in the bathroom. And it was a bad one, Jimmy. It was bad. And then I took my shower, and then my girl comes into the bathroom a mere, it was a quick shower, so a mere 5 minutes after I did my thing before the shower, and she goes, wow, this bathroom really stinks. I think we got to scrub out the shower. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah, scrub out the shower, all right.
Did she know?
He's got the smell that lingers long.
Oh, boy, did I. I don't know. It was too embarrassing. I didn't want to ask any more questions. She thought it was like some kind of mold in the shower.
Mold. Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Hey, stupid Steven S. from Bayshore, shut your mouth.
What?
He's getting cocky. He writes, hey, Ope, since you're in charge now, and we are in charge, by the way, how about K-Rock sends me a check for doing the rundown for the first time since December? Will you shut up, Steven S.? You're under the radar, you dope.
They didn't pay him since December.
He's under the radar, but he's not getting paid. That's
all right, though.
Under the radar.
But it's good for him because he's becoming a star with his writing and stuff. He's got to understand the long-term plan here.
Yeah?
Oh, I wouldn't start bitching about money at this point. Oh, my God, no.
That's way under the radar.
Yeah, they'd be like, what?
It was good
get
to
rid
see,
of him.
It was good to see Kenny in the morning because I wasn't sure if he was going to make it because I think technically this company pays him a little bit.
Oh. Well, he wouldn't care.
He would care.
He wouldn't care because he'd still come pick you up.
Right.
Hi, GH.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing here? Just taking care of you.
Let's say hi to Brooklyn Ace.
Hey, guys, do you even still have a dump guy?
Do we have a dump guy? You know, that's a really good question.
Mm.
Yes.
It could be a dangerous move.
Well,
I don't think they'd get rid
I
of
say
him.
We find out if we have a dump guy.
No.
Let's find out already.
Can I do it, please?
I don't like that.
I say we find out we have a dump guy because I really don't know. Because honestly, we're starting to find out who was fired and who's still here in New York City.
What was dumped already?
Oh, all right. So they dumped a word already?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you guys are lucky because I was going to say fuck.
I was going to say
Jesus.
See, I was going to say